Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
We have pigs in the room.
We have pigs in the room!
In celebration, we should have pigs in studio on the Friday before the Super Bowl, and I couldn't love you more.
You're so welcome. And Abby, it's actual pigs.
I'm not convinced. I think those dogs are very convincingly pulling off this pig costume.
All right, so we have Rachel Smith in from Wildlife Wonders / Paradise Valley Farm / North Georgia Wildlife and Safari Park. You brought two adorable pigs in with you today, Ham Solo and Chewy, which is so cute. We would love for you to please tell everybody what you do and why you do what you do.
All right. Thank you for having us today. We brought our adorable piggies with us, and we couldn't be more happy to share them with you guys. So our pigs are part of our Paradise Valley farm. We are a full working farm. We breed miniature and rare livestock. So we have pigs and goats, and we're so excited to be going into our baby season. So spring is baby season. Lots of bouncing babies everywhere. And so that being said, you're welcome to come and visit. So visiting us is the North Georgia Wildlife and Safari Park.
That's a trick, and that's a trap right there. Because if you go and visit them, you are walking away with a pig.
So we do piggy cuddles as one of our experiences.
It's a trap. It's a trap.
Come and cuddle the piggies. We are a full zoological facility. Education and conservation is our heartbeat. We want to share the animals with people, get them to connect to them, to care about them, and ultimately for conservation for both animals and our planet. And so through all of that is through our different programs. So we have Wildlife Wonders is our Zoo to You program. So we brought the animals to you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah,
it smells like piggies in here, too.
You know, I get so used to it, I don't smell it.
You don't even smell it anymore? Yeah,
I don't know the difference.
Yeah. Let me ask you this question. As a guy that truly is in the market to get a pig, because I'm really thinking about, I don't have any heartbeats in my house right now.
All right.
And I've always had dogs. It might be, and I can't replace the one I just lost, Riggins. I can't even think about it. So I'm thinking about just going pig route, right?
Okay.
And people have said mini pig, mini pig, mini pig. But I think it's a little bit, what's the word I'm looking for? Confusing, because mini pigs aren't that mini. They grow into big pigs.
Right. So mini pigs are really going to be about 40 to 60 pounds is the common size of a mini pig. So people think teacup pigs and these tiny little cutesy pigs. All pigs are born about that size. They're tiny little teacups, but they do grow. Mm. And the more you feed them, the bigger they get.
Right.
And so the mini pigs are standard about 40 to 60 pounds. So that's like a medium-sized dog, but it's still manageable. If you've had a dog, a medium-sized dog, and you can care for that, you can train them. You can litter box train them, which is a step up from a dog.
Yes.
And so they're...
You can litter box train pigs.
Yeah, dude. They're smart.
Litter box train pigs.
Yes. She was telling me they do obstacle courses and stuff, right?
Yep, we have some that will walk on halters. You can train them to walk through legs or in and outs. They are a very, very smart animal.
Have you ever seen anybody with a pig on a leash before walking them down the street?
No, but now I want to. Do you have videos of these said obstacle courses that I can watch?
We have some, maybe on our YouTube. It's been a while since I checked there, but we may have something somewhere where we have... done some of that with our pigs before.
So if you want to check them out, you can go to, because you're going to go to the North Georgia Wildlife and Safari Park website, and that's NOGAWild.com. And I'm here to remind you, Cassie's got everything set up. We are currently live on the Burt Show's Facebook page. So you can find all of Wildlife Wonders, Paradise Valley Farm, North Georgia Wildlife and Safari Park, all of their information and contacts. And you can also now take in the beauty. Oh, look. Little Ham Solo is laying down.
He's crashed out already. How long do they sleep during the day?
So they'll take naps during the day, and they are diurnal, so awake during the day and sleep at nighttime. So they're going to sleep for most of the nighttime. Six snoozes. Off and on, they'll get up, they'll eat some food. They may sniff around, get some scratches and pets and loves, and then go back to sleep some more.
Happy Super Bowl weekend, everybody.
I love them so much.
They're so cute.
And you can, like, bring them up on your couch, and you can pet them just like a dog and the whole shit.
The mini ones, yeah. So okay. This breed here we have are the Cooney Pigs. They are a New Zealand breed that is fairly new to the United States. They came in around the 1990s or so and are common for, like, homesteading and pets and things like that. They're known for this calm temperament. So if you see how calm, like, they're just kind of chill.
They are chill.
They are. And so they have these short legs and these short snouts. So they don't actually root as much as like one of a bigger pig does, or even a mini pig. They're more of a forager. So they're going to eat mostly grasses naturally. And so they are just, we love them because they're so calm.
Oh, and can we feed them? What did you bring them for breakfast?
So I brought them some little treats. We have some sweet potato. We have some apples and some zucchini in here, and we can feed them some little treats.
Oh, they're eating good.
Will a pig eat bacon?
Will a pig eat bacon?
Herbert Weiss.
I'm just curious.
That is so... ultimately, yes. Do we feed our pigs bacon? No.
Okay, I was just curious. You should not do that if you have a pig.
You should not.
We were also wondering if turkeys eat turkey.
Yeah, we were. I figured we would just talk about them when the pig people weren't in the room.
Do you think, like, the pigs are offended right now? Like, they're scared?
I am.
All right, so again, the website where they can go and check them out.
Yep, we are North Georgia Wildlife Park and Safari, so nogawild.com. We have lots of animal experiences with not only our domesticated pigs and things like that, but with our exotic animals. We have a lot of endangered species, lemurs. We have the black-footed penguin. We have otters and sloths and wolves. And so we have lots of experiences and different animal species for you to learn about, experience, and just get immersed in so you can learn a closer connection to animals and appreciate them.
Very cool. So again, go to the Burt Show's Facebook page right now because we are live streaming Ham Solo and Chewy.
Thank you for coming in and bringing these guys.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Y'all have
Thank
fun.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, just hang out.
Yeah.
We'll just
get
listen
a lot
to this sweet
here.
Little behind us.
That's just me. I haven't had breakfast yet.
Get it. The Burt Show.